Lord Jesus, please help us to accept and work with the seasons of our interior garden and to know that you are the master of the orchard and the vineyard, always bringing forth choice fruits in their seasons. Amen. Jesus began, "In everyone who comes to me, there are cycles of breaking and anointing, trials and contradictions, obstacles, losses. All of those things are designed to bring you into the maturity of the sons and daughters of God. These times, which seem so hard to you, are actually the times when you grow the deepest and widest, and that's why they cannot be skipped over. So many, when they come to me, expect that life will now be a garden always in bloom. Soon they find out that hail comes and destroys everything in an hour. Drought causes a slow death and withering of life. Snow completely buries the fruits and flowers under a layer of ice. What will come forth from those storms and prunings is not known until the springtime. Many of you are now in the springtime and ready to bring forth fresh fruit. But for others, there will be no springtime because they abandoned their garden at the first sign of trouble or things that they considered they didn't want to do. I had much more for them, but they didn't want to go through the seasons all must go through to bring forth healthy fruit. So many of you have been here since almost the beginning, and you have gone through many cycles of seasons. And I know this last one was the hardest. But look at where you were 3 years ago and where you are now. Then your garden was spotty with a few plants here and there. But since that time, not only has it grown larger, but more prolific with delicate fragrances and sweet fruit full of living water. This is because you suffered through the droughts and the hailstorms, the tornadoes, and even hurricanes. You didn't abandon your gardens because we were in them together, and you trusted me with all your heart. So I am bringing you up into a fruitful time. Some will be garlanded about with new graces and talents. Others will receive help weeding and planting the right crops. Some will be preparing the soil because all that they had in their gardens was of themselves and the flesh. And so we had to clear the ground and plow deeply. You cried when these changes came, but now with the rich black dirt between your toes and the soft, deep earth, you're beginning to get excited over what this garden will become with all its new flowers, herbs, and trees. Some of you experienced the not-so-good birds of the air sweeping down and stealing the seeds right out of your soil. You must be extra vigilant, protecting these tender sprouts until they take hold and shoot upwards to the sun. These nasty creatures come because they know I am planting with you in the garden, and everything I do is a threat to their kingdom of darkness. Many have already learned to be on the lookout for those who would steal from you, and so you are vigilant day and night. Your sprouts are now gaining leaves and reaching upwards to the sun for nourishment. But the evil prince of darkness is not done yet. He's preparing grasshoppers and beetles to destroy those shoots and consume the larger leaves, leaving them barren. He does this through your faults, your attachments, your sins, making you restless and distracted. I say to you, my dear ones, be on the lookout for his destroying angels. Do not give way to sin in your personal lives. Remember, my word is the fence that guards the garden from goats and intruders that will feed on the tender shoots and leave behind their calling cards. Rather, stay vigilant in the word and speak life and protection over your borders. Do not leave your gardens unattended. In less than an hour, the little foxes and ravens can devour the fruits and tear the tender shoots from the vine. What is the number one way you leave your garden unguarded? Self-love. Self-love begets attachments, agendas, ulterior motives, while brotherly love begets charity, patience, kindness, and a willingness to serve without a reward other than my happiness with you and for the good of others. This indeed is the secret to lasting happiness and peace. Where there is no attachment, there is no struggle to protect and put forth, only a peaceful river flowing in my grace, carrying you to your destination. As long as you stay in that place, you are safe. But should you stop the boat and get out, you are again in hostile territory and your future is uncertain. Cleave to me, my bride, and cleave to the plans I've disclosed to you. Let nothing draw you off in another direction. Jeepers, Lord, is this about my voice? I asked him because earlier I had heard a wonderful young man singing, and I thought, oh, I wonder if I should incorporate some of that style into my voice. His last name is Chin. I can't remember his first name. Anyway, he's got a beautiful voice, a very heartfelt song. He sang a song that a Chinese pastor had written, Dominic Chin. And the song is Oh Daddy God, I think is the title of it. He sings it with so much meaning. It really, really just brought me to tears the first time I heard it. So I was thinking to myself, gee, Lord, I think I need to improve on something here. This is an example for me. So I asked him, jeepers, Lord, is this about my voice? He looked at me and he said, how did you guess? And I started to talk. I said, but, and he said, are we contending now? Claire, my little butterfly, you take the scripture. Where you see good, imitate it, just a little too far. I have established my good in you. You have only to cultivate what I've given you, not what I've given another. That would be a digression from the stream of grace, which has been moving slowly but consistently. See the added bonus you get when you give messages? You get instruction for yourself, dear one. Be at peace, Claire. You are on the right track, and no matter how anyone sounds, it is still about the anointing. I will anoint you as you are, so that you can do what I've created you to do. Don't worry, this is just a distraction from the enemy. So to finish what I'm saying, my bride, you cannot see your beauty as I see it. For one, I see the completed you in heaven. And what a sweet fragrance you give off. So when you see good, imitate it. Is only good to a certain point. Reaching for another's gift or identity is self-destructive and will never bring you satisfaction. So I'm asking you to stay in the river of life, the river of your life, where I carry you along with the currents of my grace, that you may safely reach your destination. Enjoy the journey. It's full of surprises and wonderful victories. Trust me in this. Rest in me, and you will arrive safely at your destination.